And she started to go home. She said, why do you do this? And I said, I don't know. I don't know if it's meeting me or not. She said, why don't we just gather up all this stuff and I just bring it home they go to? We've been doing this for months. You know. So that day we were just down. I don't know about it.
Did you keep doing it though?
Oh, I suppose we were down there. That's how they would be throwing bombs and all these kind of things. You see, these kind of things had to be done. As you had an organization and you had some people around and you did it.
So a lot of your activities were geared around what the need was, what you had time to do, what the interest was, and then you
believed in it. If you didn't try, then we got out. And there are people, you know, that can get other people to do things, but the other people won't do it unless somebody pushes the pressure to get it.
Somebody organizes.
Yeah, but those kind of things had to be done.
While you were volunteering, your husband John was working.
Yeah.
And how did he relate to each other's activities?
No, I couldn't do it most of the time. but we always were doing similar things.
Did John say, great, no, we'd go ahead and do
what you want? He didn't bother about saying it.
He just knew you would.
I remember he and my brother-in-law talking one time. And I said, did you have any idea what you were getting into when you got married? And my husband kind of smiled and said, yes, he says, I was just surprised that it took her so long.
But he knew all along.
And he said, well, yeah, but my sister was very active in legal and all this and that. But we had fun doing this. During the war, while I was sailing the Atlantic out to the world, he was supposed to be seen that everybody had a little backyard garden and he had his own garden and I walked off once in the same year he forgot his garden went fine. So we had a lot of fun, a lot of fun. We were laughing very much.
And he'd put each other back and forth about activity.
It was the last time I'm going to raise a lot of money. He said, I couldn't get the neighbors. He says, you go off. He said, I spent weeks patting that stuff. And he said, then you go off. Nobody takes care of it. So I couldn't even get the neighbors to come in and pick them. He said, if I'd pick them and take them to them, they'd eat them. But they wouldn't even come pick them. He was through with that.
So that was the last of that homegrown garden.
That was the last of that.
In your family, would you do the cooking for the family?
Oh, yeah.
Do the cooking and help to volunteer with?
Yeah, I did.
You keep the home, in other words?
Oh, sure.
So you worked in your volunteer work and
the children worked on first.
Like your mother had said,
yeah,
you set your cooking in
there. You set your cooking for everybody. Oh, sure. But we did that. His hours were rather than so that we could do
that. He was in real estate.
Well, no, not then, not that time, not after we left the down to the show. He was working in that big room, that's the oil products and production of all kinds of rich oil products. And during the war, a similar type of a hydrogen plant that made the hydrogen for all the balloons and the electric system. This had been a byproduct of the company, and then the demand came from the government for them. Then the extra amount of put a terrible strain on that metal. Or so that was really...
So you had the tension, the tension time, worrying about that. Commuting really between San Pedro and L.A.
Yeah, that's what we nobody building the church.
Before you go to that, I'd just like to ask a little bit more. I'm really interested in the church, anything, any other kinds of things that you might remember about life in the church, in the Methodist church particularly. You know, anything that you remember, even about the general conferences or anything that we were standing for as a church, or any kinds of organization about it, or just any remembrance
about the community, all the good things. But when I got first elected to the annual conference, I went to Florida as a sister.
This would be in about...
Well, this was the sister ministry, then church, Lakeville. And they were educated. I got a better education than I think any lay delegate ever did. Because I sat with the minister's wife. What they did with him, and she said, that so-and-so, and he stands for this, and he stands for that. And it was in the days that immediately the word peace was mentioned, there was a title, where the Methodists got into more arguments over world peace than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Day would stand up and say, so-and-so, and Dr. Shuler would get up and say, I think so.
This is annual conference.
I didn't know the reason I think that they took time to educate me, because they didn't know anything about the scripture. And so then I met all these people, like Dr. Clay and all of these people, because they were friends in the ministry that I was in. And so for 15 years I was undisciplined. I'd go, and then I'd go to delegate conference, and I'd go, and then go to the thing, and I'd go, and so on and so forth.
And peace was the controversial issue at the beginning, and when you first joined the church, and you were a part of it. Tell me something, you mentioned that the minister's wife kind of helped you. Do you remember anything about what were ministers' wives like? I mean, what were your recollections of ministers' wives in the 30s?
But the ones that I knew just well were interested in the same things that I was interested in.
They were involved in that?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Price belonged to the joint consumer thing that they were trying to stick over and they had to get out. She got a name in the Red Book for that. And,
that was Major's wife that did that?
Oh, she did all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, Carl Allen and his wife, they were very, very interested in the Helen DeHaven campaign. Very interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people like Carrie McGillis and Jerry Voorhees and all those people off our farm speakers. They were really very much interested in both of them, in all of these things. And we went places together. And finally, during the war, we went to lunch with Carl Allen. And I think Gail Sondergaard said to me, but when he came out of that, I was his partner in the product. He said, we're not going back to Boston. And I said, no, why not? And he said, this doesn't mean we're all true. He says, I've never been to a political meeting like this before. But I wasn't asked not only to get my own way, but to make a contribution. So I got a little bit of the organization. It turned out to be really unlike So, these were the kind of things you got me stuck in. You had to be smart enough to know
to kind of test it and feel. The Methodists then were involved in the controversy of that time.
Oh,
the Red
yes.
Book, so there were a lot of Methodists who were
I don't know what they were, a lot or not, but they were some.
I think they stood out.
You see, you had your Methodist Federation. A lot of them, Because the first term that I went around the conference, the first term of Vanity and Dover and Sanderson and myself toured the conference for Board of Churches Society, Dudley joined us, and he was not the general secretary. There was a video of conference that he wouldn't be in, and Dover was pushing for Dudley. And Dudley got in, and then Dover went back to that
one. Your involvement in the social issues of the church, though, was just a really natural outgrowth of your involvement in all of the different things, all along your mind.
Except that I felt that it needed the church of Ephesus, that it needed the Christian push.
So it was a natural merging of your interest in the church and your interest in social issues.
You see, I just feel that it's you know, you go preaching on Sunday if you aren't going to act on Monday. And so it's as far as I'm concerned, it's something that a mission. If you could do some of the things that the social activists want to do, you wouldn't have to have so much mission. Admissions. And I don't mean mission of the church, that's different. But I mean if you economically were doing the kind of things that need to be done in East Los Angeles, you wouldn't have to have a dark community center.
That's a lot of sense.
Well, if you had it, you wouldn't have to support it and support itself.
Makes a lot of sense.
I
just have two more questions, and then I'd like to hear the kinds of things you have related. One is, now in terms of your life, you've kind of got a picture of it, chronologically and also emphasis-wise, and a bit of a look at some of the women. What do you see for your emphasis and your desires now as you move along in your 80s? What is all of this now, the background, this life of Mary Hutchinson continue?
I look at it and say, okay, I'm just going to sit back and see what they do with it. But don't see the work itself yet. I don't really know what I want. There's still a few things that you can push along a little bit. I don't know how long I'll stay here. I just don't know. I have said that I want to stay as long as I can. But if it gets to the point where my child has to do when the bed is gone, my bed is to my mother, then I won't do that. I'll tell you something else. I won't do that. So I don't know. But I'm physically interested in those actions. If I have any time, why I should tell you something about that. I can do that. I think they're doing a good job. Well, you see, euthanasia.
Yeah. The ground.
So if I have any time.
So that's one of your thoughts right now.
Yeah, sure.
Looking back over the 80 years so far, what highlighted things, if you were to raise up to somebody a couple of the exciting highlights, or the either in terms of events or in terms of specialness, good things, the good kind of special things that you would say over the 80 years that you really would highlight?
Well, I think one is the year that we won, because they were very satisfying. You could make good things and you could see things. The girls that I worked with and the way they came back, you know, like all their weddings and all this kind of thing, and you still hear from some of them. That was a very satisfying experience. Mm-hmm. But the most exciting experience was probably when the trip to Washington and going to the Senate and going to the regions and those kind of things. I think that part of it.
These are more recent times, you know.
But
they were ones that would you'd highlight us,
wouldn't you? Yeah, you see. I went first went back to the Board of Governors and Mises, for instance, in about 64. Yeah, 64 and 68. But from 60 to 64, you see, there were some of this. And some of the briefings on the, from the board, on the Western jurisdiction, the national seminar, the contest of people like Margaret Bender and Donna Stevens. Those kind of things, I think those were highlights. Water and sea convention were another highlight.
And controversy, what would you say were the low points in the 80 years? The things that you look back on and you say, that was a low point, and it stands out to me as a low point.
Well, Chris McCarthy was the lowest point. Most controversy and hardest. Well, I don't think I had a feeling of my own particular friends not trusting them. The low points, of course, were during the war, the depression and then the war, and being visited so many times by the FBI as regards to young women that I knew, and that their standards as type of subjective. Those were real low points because they were very difficult. And so the CI agents are tough. And you have to be so careful with exactly how you answer their questions. And my husband and I both had an awful lot of that. He had boys that were in he had it from two sides. And the military was a big one of the war people, you know, his officers. And they go back into your background, you know. And then, I can remember the daughter of a friend of mine had been married and her husband was in the background. And while they were going back into her background, they said, "Why meet?" and those are the kind of things, but those are really no such. It's one of those terribly different the things that happen, the temple that you consider the best in the world is having to do these kind of things.
McCarthyism.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit like it's the war, you know, certainly. Those are really, really like that. And of course with the Christian world, so you suffer much suffering. The best good and bad in that is that people pull together, they get community, they together. Everybody was in the same boat.
I can see the
Christian world. Well, the Christian is just, yeah, that way. That was the second idea. But the other was things that you live. You had all your potluck suppers and all these kind of things, but nobody could really afford to entertain the whole group. You could stick things together. Everybody was.
So maybe the lower, at that point, there was some.
Yeah, very high. People made their own fun and you saw some gallant people up there up against it, real high. And then, by the people won. And then if he's got a job, he's got to put somebody else to work for him. And these kind of things. So they look together. So there was more of a cohesiveness than there is during a natural period.
That's great. Well, I don't have any more questions, but if you have any last words and anything here that you
think to say, the thing that I told you the way I thought the difference between women thinking of employment before World War II and afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, the thought of it was entirely volunteer. Or, if you didn't have a home to take care of, then there was the library and there was the school and there was this and that kind of thing. And I can't ever remember being taught that there was anything I couldn't do if I wanted to. You see. There need to be lawyers, there could be if you wanted to. That's all right. Now, I don't know that that is true in all families, but it seems true as far as I
can. That's the message you got.
I think you want to do it. Go ahead, yeah. I don't know what would happen if you did it, but then anyway, you did. I think in World War II, then we. Attitude towards women working changed considerably, and women got they had the experience of working, and they wanted to continue. And found ways to do it. You see, we didn't have a need for daycare centers in my day. We didn't have the need for that.
Because the women would
scrub
the floor before they went out,
took
care of their own before.
First, and then we took care of each other.
You mentioned the joint, they were sitting in the back of the you bring all of your
stuff. Yeah, yeah. So there really wasn't that need. Now that developed during the war and afterwards. I think the attitude of women then, wanting to work, the need for it first. The need because there had to be more production. And the need because the women then were gone. And then I think that the whole attitude changed. But I was thinking about the town. The things that were, you know, you asked me the other day, what was different about Los Angeles? Well, I think there were a lot of things that were different because it was a largely tourist place. And we had these beautiful electrical parades, the Rose Bowl was continued. But the Shriners and things like that just weren't conventional for the women. And I think it was due to the interest of the new pictures, and the kind of electrical equipment that they got. But they strong, beautiful, and electrical place. Prior to that, we had what we call fiestas. I had big parades, and I don't know what time we really did that, but they were good at that when I was a little trying to get the elephant out of my father's office. He's sitting up on top of the door, and he watches the electrical grid was made within the 20s.
They were put on by the city of Los Angeles. What made that such a controversy?
Several years after then the Methodist group considered to do that. And he was extremely disposition, he sent him back. But he was considered an outstanding person. But that's the way they had done it, and I mean, they let him go.
The Methodists haven't always been in the on the side of justice and peace, and
I'm not sure that they still are. I'm not sure that they still are. Much controversy over the hard it was to get through even a resolution from the day in the summer just 3 years ago. But it wasn't easy in this country. And we've got a lot of others we got on YouTube. So. Well, you know, the general place, they're not, thank the Lord, he's had leaders that have stood out of, that have stood out ahead. Mm-hmm. I think both the Mormons of Libra and the Mormon Church and Society, we've had leaders that have stood out and led the way. If it hadn't been for that, if it weren't for the Mormons of Libra, your Mormon Society, it wouldn't be worth it.
Who are some of the women leaders in the women's society, and over the years that you remember?
Well, it was the two outstanding ones. Of course, I think as far as staff is concerned, Thelma Stevens and Margaret Bender and Dorothy McConnell. Mm-hmm. They were all outstanding leaders on the way out in front. And then you had trans woman was first person when I learned from about it. One was named Chapel. It's named for the United Nations Center.
I know who you mean.
She was an outstanding person. An outstanding person as far as peace and all that kind of thing, but also on this one. You see, she had to take it on the chin. And so did Mrs. Askew. Askew was an outstanding leader as far as racial issues.
You know, it was because of his scholarship that I went to seminary. Did you know that?
No,
it was through money. The scholarship they established in her honor, and I was the first recipient of that.
Really?
I didn't know about her, though. That's interesting.
Oh, she was a remarkable woman. You see, when she was taking her stand for civil rights, she lived in Louisiana, and somebody descended, just Penny Billings was in jail or something, and my own Bratton wanted the other one, and she wanted to send a telegram. And so her husband said, well, now, do you want to send it from here? Do you want me to drive you to so-and-so? And she said, I'm going to send it out. But it was difficult. Mm-hmm. It was really, really difficult. And all during that time that we were making this, this fuss about civil rights, the women of the South had an awful hard time. We were doing a national seminar, they really were, they were doing pretty good work for them. And, some of the young women from this jurisdiction, you know, they just thought they had all the answers. But the South had only been so absorbed. So the little girl shook her head out, and another woman was in the South saying, do you think I enjoy having to stand up and eat a hamburger with this people? You see, they could, she could go and get the hamburger, they could stand up and eat it, but she couldn't take kids in for. Now this one didn't become. It was easy enough for us out here to say how they ought to do it. But it wasn't so easy to deliver it. And I think this is people that were, I said I learned more of it simple jurisdiction because I spent 10 days meeting with Thelma, whatever in English was the leader. Left the state of central jurisdiction. And she had two sons in the state of central jurisdiction. Well, I learned more about it than I did from all the reading that I ever left us. And I'm not so sure they were so smart.
Looking back on it.
I think it never began, but I'm really not so sure that we were so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pretty good thing going, and they had their own bishops, and what tends to be in their Methodist community? Of course, their method of support and everything was not something that we desired. But that, I think, carries over even so much. I'm not so sure.
Right. Hindsight sometimes, even if hindsight, if no answer, you know.
And are we more unified or are we more divided?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you start an integrated church and then it's going to fall apart. I'm not so sure that we're, how far we're going. I hope in another quadrillion, or at least two quadrillion, that we won't have to do the one good thing. But I'm not so sure.
Seems like the older people get, the less answers they have, the more questions. The less they have to say the answers to everything.
No, because you say things that you are so sure about, but you don't know what happened. It's just like this. I'm sure that the best thing that happened to I in the conference was to open it up the way we did and to have a district meeting for it. And that was a real fight. That was a real fight. This was a real fight. But we have lost leadership, I don't know. We've lost some strong leadership.
So you win and lose at the same time?
Win and lose at the same time. See, I think this last annual conference was a good example of the fact that there's strong leadership in our conference and our speaking.
Pretty hard, aren't they?
And I'm not so sure that this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get one new minister to talk on every subject, and that's not good. But you know that he's burned out, and well, I don't know. I'm glad you've got it opened up. I think it's much better. And I think just getting the issues out into the district, I hope it could be able to do more of that. I think that would bring it out. It's very helpful. I think the way people vote with much more intelligence than they do. They really only did that. You talked about the kingdom ministry. He votes so that they do.
Not anymore.
That's good. Except that there'll be decisions are made sometimes in their favor.
Just
watch. A
lot of things to keep looking at, isn't it?
Oh. There's nothing to do for all that's coming along. I feel badly sometimes. I think maybe one generation leaves too much. For instance, I think the Pacific Coast thing. It doesn't have to be the people that voted that. It's not paper.
But
it's the ones who come after them. And I'm not so sure. I hope it will.
Thanks for this.
Well,
thanks for sharing your 80 years and 3 sessions.
I hope to.
I'm going to get a view into the
Yeah, I hope to have a good class.
Yes, it's been a really good experience, and I truly appreciate your willingness to share.
It's been kind of hard to watch, and I don't think I remember today.
No, I think I've learned a great deal, and also gotten a picture of your life, and also that too. I appreciate these pictures and have the chance to see them.
Well, you asked about how we dressed. I think I can show you that kind of dresses about down halfway down. I think when I graduated in high school was the age when we were wearing these humble skirts, you know, so they were filmed on and they were going tight around your ankle. I remember I had one of those up and dressed up when I wore that. I don't know how anybody ever got on and off of the street club without breaking their nose, but they just, you know, it's so loud. But it was fun. It was fun. It's been fun to see the changes in my life. They're not all good.
I bet. You've seen a lot of Los Angeles, and I've got a long spectrum of Los Angeles.
Yeah, and seen the radio coming in the years, and seen our resistance to television, and I don't know, I'm not a pretty joke. left no idea how to get money except resting. And put my money in the bank.
And now we've landed on Mars.
So they changed their mind.
Yeah.
He changed his first.
Huh.
He said, now this is ridiculous. He said, this is something that's really got to be able to go on back. And they would grow and grow up. He said, I was going to decide yes, and see if I would get with it. And then I was going to do it. But I have to. 28 and 60.
So you're right in there now.
You see, you change. Nothing has changed.
And how did that continue to
grow? Well, it should have continued to change. I mean, it made more rapid changes, I think. I think you'll see more rapid changes in the women's movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of changes to the
women's movement. Went through any of those possible changes?
Oh, well, a lot of it. I think it'll be gradual. But I think that it will be very substantial.
In terms of
the policy making, the decision making, women will be doing.
Hmm. You see that increasing?
Oh yes, I think that is a lot. In industry, I think that women don't have to get into care.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they're not going to. The decisions that are really better than them. But I think you'll find more Barbara Gardner and Shirley Chisholm's them and their counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they'll be doing that. I don't think it'll be very helpful if I'm a woman will sit. And I hope more than one woman will sit.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some good lawyers. I'm beginning my life, and I'll see it when I'm 30. I wouldn't be so perplexed. I think I really think capable of that because I don't have to be capable. And they're going to have to be capable. They're not going to get it by force. They're going to get it because of technology.
And the
know-how. But I think it's coming. Well, I think it will come quite rapidly. We have large careers of college.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of women are interested in education. And we've got lots of well-educated women ready to go to sponsoring positions. I don't think that would be, I don't think it's the opposition. Of course, it's like any minority, you always have to get it before you can go. You have to continue to do that. And I have to learn that you don't start at the top. This one is wonderful, not even concerned. Too many, you know, that you begin by serving the Lord to lead.
Hmm. Instead of working on the way up.
Instead of, so that you know what the woman to lead you to do. And I don't see the strong leadership developing in the United States and the Philippines so far. I don't see. I'd be surprised when I'm not going to, when I look at the school, and I base this on the jurisdiction, school, and school situation, and how difficult it is for them based companies. This is where it often is. If it isn't done there, it's not going to be done. And they're resistant. I talked to my children, my children, and I said, I keep it, I keep it, and tell me whether or not I'm wrong. And they said, yes, and this is too bad. Because they really have been wanting.